dish. So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Wow, this is big for us.
Yeah, honestly, I'll be honest, I'm a little nervous. To have this much power, kids care about lunches, man. You don't give them pizza often enough, they freak out.
It's in the news now. We got to make sure it's healthy.
This is a big deal. This is the thing that every kid centers their day around.
I can't believe the cafeteria was like, you guys, go ahead, guest program the cafeteria.
I think they could tell we are foodies.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely wear the foodie thing on my sleeve, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a foodie hoodie.
I have a foodie hoodie, yes.
It doesn't matter how fancy you dress up when you go to restaurants, Sam. That doesn't mean the restaurant you're going to is fancy or hard to get into.
I was at the Rock and Roll McDonald's the other day in a tux, and it was fancy. It was fancy. I was fancy.
Did you have to make a reservation?
Not quite. I was walking. But the barrel. Well,
don't you have to say it's a party of 2, 3, 4? Is that what you have to say at the
Rock and Roll McDonald's?
Yeah, absolutely. I have to lead in, you know what I mean? But it was a party of 1, so that part wasn't that fun.
But it
was so fancy because they saw me in the tux. I got salted fries.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so, that's a standard fare at a McDonald's.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they saw me in the tux.
Right. Well,
so. Well, I hope that, you know, they saw you in the tux, so at least they probably prepared the rest of your order correctly.
I had to take it back a couple times. But I did do a complicated order. I got a Big Mac, and you don't know all the ingredients. You know what I mean?
They messed up your Big Mac multiple times.
They messed up the Big Mac multiple times. I had to sing them the song to let them know what I wanted on it.
Oh.
Wow.
2 all beef patties. I forgot the rest.
So
they messed it up a couple of times.
So if you don't know the song.
So the first time you got it, they just gave you 2 all beef patties.
That's
and
right.
They forgot everything else.
And then I came up fuming in my tux, and they said, what's the problem? We gave you 2 all beef patties. And I said, do the rest of the song. This is the Rock and Roll McDonald's.
You said, you sing it and do what it says.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've been there.
But they could tell I was a foodie. That's just part of it. You argue with the restaurant. They argue back. You yelp it. It's a whole thing, you know, a whole dance.
Yeah. So, guys, we have a whole month of things to program. And you know, they gave us the limitations. There has to be a protein, a starch, and at least a serving of vegetables and a fruit option every day.
Well, I thought we were just editing. Are you talking about a full tear down and rebuild?
Well, I think we can look at last year's menu and make changes and do a tear down and rebuild if we need, because there's a lot of this stuff we're losing.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see.
October 3rd from last year. Let's look here.
Okay. Let's keep that little fruit cup.
The kids love that.
Easy.
Floating in. And a little juice.
Where it's fruit, but it eats like mealy grains.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's keep that.
Maybe bump it up as far as a featured item on the menu here so people
big
know.
Big bowl
call
of
it
hot.
An entree?
Hot preserved fruit.
Entree, hot preserved fruit, and it is stewing in its own juices.
Okay. Now, what are we thinking about? What comes with the fruit? It usually comes with a nice hearty slice of pizza.
Mm.
We don't want that anymore.
No.
I don't know, Monday.
No, we got to reserve pizza for a special occasion, every Friday.
Yeah, pizza Fridays.
Pizza Fridays.
Pizza Fridays.
Pizza Friday.
Yeah.
So, we don't want to do pizza. There's obviously chicken fried steak, but I was thinking maybe chicken fried fish.
Fried fish. That could be good.
Can I maybe mess around with the chicken fried fish? With the way you eat it, you know those little pieces of wood that come with the ice cream cups that help you eat them?
Supposed to be a spoon, but it's got no dip.
Yeah,
no
I wonder if we use those. Those are the full menu flatware.
Great. I like what we're doing here. So we make a note on the menu. Here's how you have to eat your food. If you order this, you have to eat it this way, and we'll monitor it, and we'll slap stuff out of people's hands. Whatever.
What about with that nasty fruit cup? What about a nice fruit salad?
Mm. Oh, more
as a side.
A second side. Yeah,
okay.
I like this.
Fruit stewing in its own juices, side of fruit salad.
And do we love chicken fried fish, or we leave it for now?
I'll
tell you this.
I got a feeling we're going to be coming back to it.
We might come back to it.
Because here's the thing.
So we got big main.
Side of fruit salad. Let's go. let's see. My cantaloupes and honeydew should be done in 7 months, so we'll put them on the menu now.
Go ahead and cut them up now. Yeah.
I'll cut them up now, and maybe...
these are from your garden?
These are from my garden. Mm. And I do have literally one wedge of watermelon that we can put in each right on the top.
Beautiful. A nice wedge of split it up amongst all of them, all 12.
And don't look, hey, when kids pick it up, don't look at it. It's paper thin.
Can I make a slight modification?
Yes.
I'm not that into the watermelon. I'm not that into the watermelon. What do you call it? Pulp? Mm. I'm kind of more of a rind.
You're a rind guy.
We all love the rind.
What if we just sort of feature the rind?
Make it a decoration?
So we got a main fruit cup. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Main fruit cup, a side of fruit salad, and then of course a watermelon rind.
All right.
Oh, just a watermelon rind over on the side of the plate.
Yeah.
Would we call this garnish, or would we say that this is a?
You wish. This is a main. Oh. I think this one has two.
Okay,
mains.
So we're bumping the main for watermelon rind. So we're bumping the main for watermelon rind.
The lunch ladies are going to love this.
We now have bolded the fruit cup and stirring in its own juices, bold, bigger font. Watermelon rind, also bold, bigger font.
Uh-huh. And this is just for Thursday.
And this is Thursday, October 3rd.
Okay.
All right. And moving right along.
Should we put bread with that? Do we need any bread? A roll? Anything?
I think the rest
loaf. Yes, big loaf. Big loaf, yeah. One full loaf for each person.
Big loaf. Big loaf. I feel like that could go on other plates.
Because look at Friday. If you look at Friday now, Friday's looking a little breadless.
Big loaf Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so we'll move Pizza Friday.
Pizza Friday, we'll move to Monday. So Pizza Monday and Big Loaf Friday.
Pizza Monday.
Pizza Monday. So you have to have a cold.
I'm worried because Pizza Bundy is going to be, people are going to confuse it with Meetza Bundy, where I obviously play Ted Bundy and you get to come in and meet me in character.
Yeah. It's kind at of a deli, and you eat like deli meats off of you, like sort of like that sushi thing.
Naked
with women.
Sushi.
Yeah, people eat deli meats off of me as Ted Bundy.
Meetza Bundy.
I don't want people to confuse that, so we won't.
When is Meetza Bundy happening in the week, if we are going to do that?
Meetza Bundy.
Because I think we should.
Well, I didn't want to lock it into one day.
Okay.
Good.
So I think it's just whenever I'm feeling crazy.
So we'll throw out.
We'll see.
If you come
in
feeling
Meetza floating day. We leave a floating day for Tom to come in crazy.
Okay.
See where it lands.
Now, I have a big, I don't want to say beef, because they're a little too on the nose. I'm looking at spaghetti.
So we'll say you have a big cow.
I got a big cow with this menu item. I'm looking at spaghetti day. And when I would eat spaghetti as a kid, trying to get in the mind of these perverts, I would never eat the spaghetti. I would really just want the garlic bread. You know that garlic bread, it's doused in butter. It's small. You wish you had a whole loaf.
So you're saying get rid of the garlic bread and make the spaghetti bigger?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
And that's what I'm hearing.
That will show these perverts.
Because then we can use the garlic bread on the other day when we do the loaf of bread.
Bread.
Yes.
Sort of have a bread.
What do we call it?
Add
it.
Bread Friday.
Add in
full loaf of bread. Unseasoned.
Full loaf of bread. Full loaf of bread and also with a side of garlic bread.
Okay. Great. Just typing that in.
Okay.
All right.
This is great.
So now,
where are we so far? We have floating day for Meetza Bundy.
Meetza Bundy, which is meet Ted Bundy and eat meats off of him.
When you feel crazy.
Whenever I'm feeling crazy.
We have Red Friday.
I know what we could do. We could do Marvin's Sack Lunch Thursday. Because you know Marvin's always got the best sack lunches.
That's true. So we're talking a Jesus style Marvin creates mini loafs out of his sack lunch?
Because
we think Marvin's Jesus.
Because there's some rumors going around school that Marvin is Jesus.
Yeah, well, we all saw what happened in the puddle the other day. He walked right on top of it.
But I drank it afterwards and it was not wine.
No, that's different. So...
Don't care. Well, so the news to me, I didn't follow.
Now, are we going to have
Marvin? Well, he did come up and wash my feet and I was like, I am not a whore. I said that to Marvin.
Which you had a little hot water for.
He also flipped.
I did.
He flipped my table in the temple also.
He did.
Right. Wow.
Isn't that a Jesus thing?
I don't know this one.
I feel like
what
Jesus.
What were you doing there?
Huh? Selling wares, gold.
You can't go to a modern day Jewish temple and sell wares and gold, Howard.
Well, news to me.
Howard, we all know what you think that the Jews want.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
What did you mean? Why don't you tell us what else was on your table?
You went to a Jewish temple and you said, oh, I'll sell some gold to these Jews.
You assumed.
Was it because you didn't think that they wanted it?
You assumed that I managed a Jewish temple. I went to Temple University.
Somehow, okay. Todd, I feel like you nailed his inner monologue.
No, come on.
We really jumped on you. You were at Temple University.
Yeah, please don't make me have thought that.
What's their mascot?
Owls.
Owls?
It's not the owls. Of course it is.
Okay.
All right, so we got on Friday.
On Friday. What about a chicken day? What about a chicken day?
Oh, chicken cooks lunch?
Everything on the plate not only is chicken, but is prepared by a chicken.
Now, that sounds interesting.
Because we do have vegetables.
Do we have eyes on a cooking chicken?
Can we get eyes on a cooking chicken?
I think you went to the bathroom.
Okay, 10-1 cooking chicken.
Chicken's 10-1.
It might be 10-2, honestly.
It might be 10-2. Well,
he's been gone for a while.
These chickens have been taking a 10-2 on my head every day.
Do you know, I went to a movie theater the other day and I saw a 2-hour-long movie of a bear taking a shit and it was called Ted 2.
It was like the bear.
We got to save this for your movie segment, man.
You're right. You're right.
Your movie review.
Yes. Bill Cravey's movie reviews.
And it's a poppy title.
Okay. Yes. So we've got chickens cooking chicken.
When are we doing that?
Let's do that on what? A Tuesday?
Every Tuesday?
It feels like a Tuesday.
Yeah. Put your chicken to work.
What do we have on Monday?
Monday.
Spaghetti only?
No. Monday is.
All fruit.
Meets a Monday.
We'll change the name, but yes. Tentatively titled Meets a Monday, but changing because it's confusing because it sounds like Meets a Monday.
And just so I'm clear, we only have to get 5 days on the menu, right? Because it repeats every week.
Right. We have Marvin Sack lunch, which we're putting in
Thursdays. Every Thursday you eat Marvin Sack lunch.
Okay, and he's maybe or maybe not Jesus, and we'll see if he can.
And so we'll just asterisk that if Marvin's not Jesus.
We have a floating Meets a Bundy.
Yeah,
Meets a Bundy.
And then we got.
If Marvin isn't Jesus, we'll just have the lunch ladies audible really fast in the lunchroom and have to come
audible. But we need 5 full days, even with Meets a Bundy, because Meets a Bundy just throws out a day. So we only have what? Meets a Monday. I'm thinking of Meets a Bundy.
On Friday. What is Friday?
Yes,
so the chicken's back.
I took a shit.
All right, chicken, go find some friends and bring them over. No reason. All right. You know what people do love is breakfast for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, we're not doing dinner here. We're doing lunch.
Cold cereal lunch.
So the cold cereal lunch.
Perfect. For hot lunch. Hot lunch will be cold cereal.
Big trick. So we'll call that one the big trick.
The big trick.
Yeah, just put it on the menu as the big trick.
All right. So now we've got Pizza Bundy, which tentatively titled, going to switch when we find another one. We've got Tuesday is chickens cook themselves. Yes. Which, did we name that one yet?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, we did.
Oh, yeah. Parentheses,
chicken run. In parentheses, called chicken run.
Wednesday, we'll do the big trick.
The big trick.
Thursday, maybe Meets a Bundy, but that's, of course, floating.
But
we don't
that's
know what
floating,
it's going to be.
So Thursday's open. That's spaghetti day.
I think
that's
we could say
no
Meets
low.
A Bundy is the same as Jesus Day, okay. Whatever it was called.
We've got Marvin Sackler. We have too many days.
We skipped over just spaghetti.
We got to think there are kids who do Saturday school, so we do have to have a lunch available on Saturdays.
Oh, that's right.
And those are bad kids.
Yeah.
Okay, so bad food for bad kids. So let's see.
What we could call it that.
Bad food for bad kids. So this is everything.
We have some place for rind and rind salad.
Rind salad is Friday. That's
I thought that was bread.
It's hard. It's tough to know.
Friday was just the bread with a side of garlic bread.
No, Friday we're doing the fruit stewing in its own juice. Oh, no, that was Monday.
Yeah. That was Monday.
Wow, this is too many things.
Wow.
Well, should we just say we don't want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Give it to somebody else. Yeah,
give it to the chicken, honestly.
Give it back. I say we just leave the notes on there, say take it or leave it to Charlene.
Okay, yeah. Take it or leave it, Charlene.
I saw a version of the menu that the chicken wrote up. Mm. I thought it might be good to look at this just to get another brain in
there. How could you
read
his writing? It's chicken scratch.
Well, you're right, but luckily I can decipher it. It's all beef. This chicken is trying to get
how many patties?
All beef
so
on the
it's
menu.
It's the opposite of Chick-fil-A?
I was absolutely not thinking that, but yes.
Oh, and look at this.
Eat more beef in chicken scratch.
I'm seeing some receipts. This chicken donated to LGBT rights organizations.
Wow.
It's very opposite Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
Hey, good for you, chicken.
All right.
Get back in here.
All right,
chicken. Get back in here, chicken.
I'm going to tweet about
this. I got
him.
I'm frying him up.
Gotcha. Knock him over the head.
LGBT.
He screams LGBT. He left out the cue.
I'm sorry, QIA. We killed him.
Just to be clear, chicken, we killed you because we wanted to eat chicken, not because of your belief systems, which we agree with.
God, I'm looking at this menu, and I would like to eat this. If I was a kid going to this school, I would eat here.
Oh, delicious menu Thursday. You just eat the fun menu.
That's a great idea.
Send it to Charlene.
All right, here you go, Charlene. Hamilton Prison. Care of your boyfriend.
Yeah. Oh, this is from your boyfriend, Charlene.
I'll put a little box here. Do you like us? Check yes or no.
We're going to trick her ass. She thinks that we've gotten her to show up so many times for dates. That idiot.
It's so sad.
Tell her we'll meet her at the Rock and Roll McDonald's.
We'll see you at the Rock and Roll McDonald's, Charlene, for a hot date. Mm-hmm. Wear your best tux. All right, Charlene, stay flippy.
Bye, Perf.
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Kevin, the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traila for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at Tuft, that's T-U-F-T, music.com. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening.